864-641-0176 or visit CanteyCanFixIt.com.
Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Looking for easier parking with 80 to 100 miles per gallon? Then check out our wide selection of scooters. With many styles, colors, and price ranges to choose from, we stand behind the quality of each scooter with a comprehensive warranty and dedicated service. With an assortment of accessories, a broad range of parts, we have you covered. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about our layaway plan. Call 864-232-7223 for more information.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramon?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Wonderful. We have lots to get to on today's show, and we will endeavor to do that. A lot of college football talk. We're going to bounce around to several different college football subjects. We'll have a little NFL, maybe a little college basketball, maybe a little Clemson basketball. The Tigers play tonight against – I'm sorry –
I didn't say nothing.
Oh.
That's me. I think Mickey's outside talking to his kids.
Oh.
I think that's what you hear.
You know, Morehead State, we'll see how that goes. This will be a more difficult challenge, you know, in advance of Georgetown. So we'll see how all that plays out. But I think that I am fascinated by this basketball team. I am really interested to see its development. I do think this. I think people are getting a little bit ahead of themselves over what we've seen the first two games. I think we have to be a little bit cautious and careful about that because, again, Clemson's not faced anybody yet. And I think this is going to take a little bit of development. I don't think this is going to happen overnight. I think it's going to take a little bit of time. And we'll see how that all plays out. But I'm thinking 10, 11, 12 games to start to understand who this basketball team really is and to understand sort of the roles that these players are going to take on. I don't think we're there yet. What you have so far is you have two blowouts over two far lesser teams that Clemson was going to overwhelm. So I think you take a step up in this contest tonight, and then obviously against Georgetown, the game upcoming, you're going to have a major, major step up in terms of the level of competition. So I think that's what we need to wait and see. And I'm not there yet. I mean, I think it's a fascinating team with a lot of interesting players, a lot of interesting talent, but I don't know how it blends together and how it all comes together. I'm just not sure of that at this point in the process. I want to see more. I mean, I'm like thirsty for more of it. But I'm not gonna assume anything based on those two first opponents. It's just every ACC school would have killed those two teams. Okay, so
yeah, but it was fun to see that score. I like that score.
Yeah, but you just All I'm saying is there can't be a takeaway on that yet. Okay, there just isn't. There's no takeaway yet. It's a really interesting team with a lot of interesting players and a lot of depth, but at some point, you're going to see the roles start to get defined a little more. I don't know when that's going to be, but you're not there yet. You're not there yet. Right now, it's just keep throwing everybody out there and see what it looks like. Let everybody play because everyone's competing in practice and everyone's playing pretty well. But you're just not there yet in terms of role definition and how that's going to play out. So I just need to see more. I need to see more. And likewise, you know, if let's just say the worst happens and Clemson loses to Georgetown by 20, I don't care. I don't care. It won't change my opinion. I'm not interested in who this team is. I'm interested in watching it come together. But I'm not interested in who this team is in game four of the year. I'm not. Because it's not who they're going to be in game 12. And so there are all these games to me are just stepping stones. And even if you get your tail kicked in the first real game you play, it's of no consequence to me because it doesn't mean that, you know, 8 games from now you wouldn't turn the table and kick the crap out of Georgetown. And I don't know what's going to happen in Clemson-Georgetown. I haven't even thought about that yet. And I'm not saying that that's going to be the outcome. I mean, I think Clemson has a lot of unique answers. And I think they can get to the free throw line, which is something that the recent vintage teams, as good as they've been, haven't done a great job with. I think this team is going to be better at that. And I think that's important. I also think that you have lots of talented big guys, which is an advantage in basketball. It just is. And you have developing guards. And we'll see how that all turns out. You know, Dylan's not played his best thus far. You know what's absolutely insane? And the only reason I bring this up is because I'm generally really good at this stuff. Like, you know, from a talent analysis standpoint, I can look at somebody and I know, you know, what their height and weight is, etc. I know this sounds ridiculous. Dylan looks slightly taller to me than he did last year. I know that's impossible. I don't know if he's wearing elevator hoop shoes or what, but I find it odd. I don't know what to make of it. And I don't know. Maybe it's those knee pads. I'm not sure. In any case, you know, I think he's got to play better. I think he will play better. I think he's done enough. I think he's obviously he's a great on-ball defender. But this team has other guards who can score. And I want to see them develop over the course of the year. I almost want to fast forward this team to like 10 or 12 games in to see what they look like then. But the journey is a part of it. Whether it's good, bad, some mix of the two, the journey is a part of what you become. So I guess what I'm advising you is, you know, I hear a lot of people who are really, really excited about the first two performances, somehow thinking that that's going to carry over to everything. Look, there are going to be some bumps ahead, all right? There just are. This is not going to all go swimmingly for the first 10 or 12 games. That's the blending period. That's when you're putting this team together. So I'm not of the view that that's going to all go perfectly. I don't think it will. But I think with each step, this team's going to learn something about themselves, and I think they're going to get better for it. And if I'm right, I think the product that we see from this team at some point down the road is going to look pretty good again. I think it's going to be an interesting journey to see how we get there. And again, right now, we have this totally shared minute structure. And I think at some point in this process, that's going to change. And I'm not saying that Clemson's not going to continue to play 10, 11 guys. I think they will. I just think that you will have some more increased role definition as we move forward. And we've already talked about who that may include. But I do think at some point here, you're going to see guys start to assimilate a few more minutes than just this, you know, running 10 guys in and out or two lines and that type of thing. I think at some point you will see that. And I think Nick Davidson's going to be one of those guys who plays more minutes. And again, when that happens, I don't know. But, you know, I think that Welling's minutes are going to increase as well. You know, I think Wallin's going to play all year. What's really cool is that this team has bigs who can pass the ball, and I think and have skills. You know, so far with Welling, what you see is a lot of the attacking to the rim, sort of similar to RJ Gottfried. But Welling can hit that top of the key three. I mean, you see that on film going back, and you've already seen a little bit of that. So it's a fascinating team with a lot of answers. I just want to see more. I want to see more of all of it. And we'll see. Texter said Gardner Webb lost to Greenville by 12, so that win means nothing really. Well, it's like I said, I put no stock in those wins, and nor do I don't put any stock in those at all. All it is a chance to see these guys on the court for the first couple games. This deal tonight will be more difficult. Clemson will still win, but it'll be more difficult. And then obviously the next game is going to be a much bigger challenge. And that's where, but all I'm basically saying to you is, look, I'm not making any wild projections with this team. Okay. I'm not putting them in the Elite Eight. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I think that this team has a chance to compete as one of the upper echelon ACC teams. Where that is exactly, I don't know. I mean, you know, you've got some loaded teams on paper at the top of this league. All I'm saying is I've got a lot of people responded to me over the past couple games saying, you know, Walt, they look unbelievable. They look incredible. Slow down, because, you know, the reality is we could have put a team together from this station and probably beaten those two teams. All right, so slow down just a little bit. Let them play, and there are going to be some bumps. And all I'm telling you is if you get the bumps early, don't be writing me, you know, after Georgetown saying, Walt, you know, what happened to this team? They suck. No. There are going to be some losses here, all right? There just are. You have to find out. Look, I don't think Brad knows this team yet. And I think it's going to take a while to know this team and to understand the roles and for the players to define the roles amongst themselves too. You know, because, again, you have a bunch of different guys from a bunch of different places that are coming together, and they're all happy because they're all playing, they're all sharing time, and they're winning. But, you know, some of that can change with defeat too. So it's going to be a really interesting first 10 or 12 games. And I think it will include some ups and downs. So that's all I'm saying. Tessa said some men can hit growth spurts up until 21. I know it just seems so rare, and I don't know if it's my eyes deceiving me, but I think it's true. Someone's going to have to ask him, but I think it's true. We shall see. All right, we have a lot of college football to talk about, and obviously the map poll is not out yet. There was some technical difficulties. So we're waiting for the poll to come out too. I can tell you what I did, and I moved Texas Tech up to 4 this week. You know, there were a lot of things before the season that we did not have right. One of the things I think I did have right, not specifically right, but I thought that this was the best Texas A&M team. I said it's the first team I've ranked from A&M in a long time. I thought it was the best Texas A&M team that I've seen. And then I thought that Texas Tech, and these things I said since the end of last year, I thought Texas Tech had a chance to be the best team in the Big 12, and I thought they would definitely be a top 15 team. I feel vindicated about those two, at least. But in the case of Texas Tech, I think it's the best defensive football team in America. Did he just say that? Did he, Ramona? Did he just say that?
I think you did.
I think Texas Tech is the best defensive football team in America. I don't think anybody who's played them can block them. They've lost one game. BYU and Utah are still highly ranked teams. What do they have in common? Texas Tech woodshedded both of them. And to this point in the year, nobody has blocked Texas Tech's front seven at all. At all. In fact, that's why they actually lead many of the defensive numbers in the country. And until somebody figures out how to block them, and look, if Morton's healthy, he's elite. Now, they have some issues in pass pro themselves, Texas Tech. It's not all perfect. But I think when you look at that football team, I think defensively, I think it's the best defense in America. I think they're first. And I moved them to four this week off the throttling of BYU because, quite honestly, I think you put them on a neutral field with Alabama or Georgia, I think they beat either one of them. I think Texas Tech is better than either one of those football teams. I know no one wants to give the Big 12 any credit, but I think it's time to. I think it would be an absolute shame if the Big 12 does not get two teams into the college football playoff, if we are just setting the stage for the SEC. We're going to talk about the SEC, though. In fact, we're going to talk about them first today. How about that, SEC fans? And then we're going to get to some ACC football as well. I want to talk about where these teams sit right now, who's left, and how this is likely to play out in the world of college football. All that's coming your way on Road Rage. Get on in, 654-7627. We'll be back. Trucks rolling down the street, fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low, Ace Plumbing's a name everybody knows. Ace Home.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit LongviewCarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
The holidays are here, full of joy, family, friends, and yes, a little hustle and bustle. That's why you need Aleve. Between cooking, shopping, and all those extra errands, aches and pains can sneak in. Aleve is here to help with long-lasting body pain relief. Don't let body pain slow you down. With up to 12 hours of body pain relief per dose, you can keep up with the season's magic and all that awaits. Pick up Aleve and get back to what really matters, making memories. Use as directed.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Happy Veterans Day to all veterans out there. We love, appreciate you. Thank you for all you have done, all you will do. We owe you an eternal debt, and we are eternally grateful for all that you have done to protect our rights and our freedoms. That's every one of you has ever served in any branch, in any capacity. We have an undying appreciation for all of you, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. So thank a veteran today. Support veterans' causes. Donate where you can. We have so much to fix in this country. One of them are the suicide rates among veterans, which are just beyond alarming. And we need to support all of our veterans in every way humanly possible. But yeah, we are eternally grateful, and all of our rejoin music today will be themed, as it always is, on Veterans Day. So again, from the bottom of our hearts, veterans, big road rage shout out to all of you, because none of us could do the things we do without you, and none of us would have the freedoms that we enjoy without you. So thank you. And I know Ramona feels the exact same way.
Yes.
Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going, Walt? Happy Veterans Day to everybody. I'll get to an Army West Point question at the end. You know, I was watching a bunch of different games over the weekend. I know you don't like the team necessarily, but I think they're very, very well coached. I think Wake Forest is well coached. I don't know much about this guy, but I think for him to even get close to a bowl game with that roster is pretty good. I mean, and beating Virginia, that's a good win, Walt. I think that was a good job by them and that staff. Yeah. I still think Virginia's good.
Well, look, the one thing I acknowledged about Wake, even at our kickoff show, was that their schedule was very, very easy. And I actually don't think Virginia's very good. I think when you look at their profile, they're not very good on necessarily either side of the ball. And they're playing with a backup quarterback, which is the reason Wake won. I mean, I think Wake was exposed the week before against the bad Florida State team and lost 42-10 or whatever they did. And they've basically played nobody. I don't know what to make of them. I mean, I think the surprising part is they're pretty good defensively. Offensively, yeah. They've been semi-awful and against a bad schedule. And so, you know, I think they had one of the easiest schedules in the country, and to a degree they've capitalized on it. I'm not quite sure what to make of them yet. But look, I'll say this, Joe, they seem headed in the right direction, which is a plus, because I wasn't sure we would ever see that at Wake Forest again, but they seem headed in the right direction at least.
I like that running back of theirs, Claiborne,
yeah,
I believe his name.
Yeah, Claiborne he's an NFL back. He's talented.
You know, nationally, I still think, as far as the Big 12, I really think the Big 12 probably needs three teams in.
Well, they're not getting three, Joe. The question is, are they getting two? And the SEC is going to do everything they can to make sure that, and so is the propaganda network. You can prepare yourselves now, okay? Because this is what's coming. We are going to get hammered by the Herb Streets of the world and everybody else, and the same stuff he did to the Indianas and SMUs last year, they're going to be doing to Big 12 teams as they try and boost the SEC agenda for all teams in over any of the alleged pretend Big 12 teams. But I'm telling you right now, the best defense in America is Texas Tech, and I think Utah is definitely one of the 12 best teams. Look, I knew BYU was ranked higher, but I said it last week. I think here's what I really believe, Joe. If they let those two teams in, if eventually, because I think I know BYU beat Utah a few weeks ago. That game was at BYU, and it's like a three-point game. That matters. It just does. It matters when the games are home and away. And I think Utah has gotten much better since then, and I don't think BYU has. And so, to me, the two teams out of the Big 12 I want to see in the playoff, I want to see Texas Tech, and I want to see Utah. And I really think this. I think that those are two of the five or six best teams in the country. And I think it's if they let both of those teams in, I think one of those teams is going to be there for the Final Four. And right now I would lean towards Texas Tech, but I think Utah is a possibility.
You see, I haven't seen Utah play, so I can't make – I've seen Texas Tech play, and I think they're, like you said, I think they're a top 10 team. I think they're very, very good and very well coached, and they have a lot of talent.
Look, that defense, I'm just telling you, you know, remember I said this before the BYU game, I picked Texas Tech. I also picked Texas Tech when they played Utah. I think that the first thing you've got to ask yourselves when you play Texas Tech is, can we block them? And to date, the answer is no. No one has blocked them. Nobody.
No.
Not even close to blocking them. And you actually are starting to get a little bit of support for Jacob Rodriguez, a Texas Tech linebacker, as a Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, that whole defense, they bought it, all right, for the most part. They bought the defense. Okay, I don't care. They're still playing by the rules. And I haven't seen anybody come close to blocking that defense yet. And if you can't block them, I don't know how you're going to beat them. You know, for example, I watched LSU play Alabama this past weekend, right? And it was sort of an ugly game. Simpson did not play well. I don't know if he's hit a wall. He's being asked to do too much. They don't have a run game. I don't think it's a great football team. I think their defense has played a little better than I would have expected it to play. But, you know, I watched LSU, and they put a lot of pressure on Simpson. They had him on the run. And it was sort of an ugly game in which he didn't play very well, and the Alabama offense, which hasn't been great, didn't do very much. And I kept thinking to myself, what if this was Texas Tech? What would be happening in this game if it was Texas Tech? And I think the answer is right. I think the answer is Texas Tech would have beaten them by double digits.
You see, I definitely think the SEC's down, and I don't think if it was up to me, I wouldn't put more than two. And I still think Miami and Georgia Tech, you know, I know Georgia, Miami lost two games. I still think they're really good teams overall. The Big Ten is obviously the best team league in the United States, in my opinion, without a doubt. You know, Army had a tough game against Temple. I think we're 4-4 right now. If we can get to a bowl game, that'll be a good year. I think we can. I really do. Again, I think Munkin should be looked at Virginia Tech because they couldn't get James Franklin. The next step is P.J. Fleck, apparently. So, appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. So, P.J. Fleck being talked about at VaTech. I don't hate that. I mean, I think you sort of know what you get with P.J. Fleck. He's basically a conservative dude, very conservative. He believes in a run game, physicality. You know, I think he's a little bit landlocked in Minnesota. Can you be landlocked in the land of 10,000 lakes?
I don't know if you can or not.
I think he sort of has a cap about what the best that they can be is. And, you know, maybe he thinks that they could be something more than that at Virginia Tech if that actually comes to fruition. That would make some sense to me. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. You get in and join the conversation. Wait, what is 940 saying? Where did this come from, 940? 940 on his own, Ramona. I wasn't even on the text line, Ramona. 940 writes, does Texas Tech's Rodriguez deserve any Heisman attention? I had just said that. How about that? That's well done, 940. Yes, he does. Now, whether he's going to get any, that's an entirely different thing. Probably the answer to that is no, because it's a quarterback award. But and it's going to go to a quarterback. It's going to go to, at this point, it's going to go to Mendoza of Indiana. I think. I mean, Sayan is still in the mix. Sayan's completing 80% of his passes. So I guess he still has to be in the mix. But yeah, I mean, I don't think people fully grasp Texas Tech yet. I don't think it feels like people haven't watched them play. That's what it feels like to me, just sort of nationally. They're like, okay, yeah, that's the team that has a pretty good record, but, you know, I haven't seen it. I don't think people have any clue really who they are or what they are. But if you're actually watching college football, as apparently 940 is, I don't know where 940 came up with Rodriguez from, but you're 100% right. If you're actually watching college football, that's the best defense in America. To this point, no offensive line has been able to handle them at all. I mean, at all. They live in the backfield. They carve people up. They're great against the run. They're just terrific in by every defensive metric. And again, it's the question that you have to ask yourselves when you look at Texas Tech playing anybody, any opponent for Texas Tech, the question is, can you block them? And to date, the answer is 100% no. Nobody can block him. 940 says Rodriguez's wife is a Black Hawk helicopter pilot. Yeah, how about that? It's again, I realize this team is sort of a new age creation, but there were a lot of questions about the amount of pressure that was going to be on them because of how they were assembled and everything else. And there was still a lot of disbelief before the season. I was a believer. But even though, you know, again, I had said for months before the season, I thought Texas Tech would be a top 15 team. I said at the end of last season as we head into this year. But I never would have imagined them to be as dominant defensively as they've been. I thought they would be improved without question, but never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined they would be this team, this dominant. But that's what they are. And because of that, I think a lot of these SEC type teams that, you know, the Georgias, the Ole Misses, the Alabamas, I mean, I think those are all pretty good teams. And I don't agree with Joe that only two SEC teams should be in. I think the league has a lot of balance, and they're all pretty good teams. And we're going to talk about that. When we get back, we're going to talk about the specifics of that. And we're going to get to that with the ACC too. But if you ask me, if you put those teams on a neutral field with Texas Tech, who's going to win? I think Texas Tech is. I think Texas Tech beats any of those teams. Any of those three teams, neutral field, put them on a field with Texas Tech. I think Tech beats any of them. Quick break.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. Choose from one- or two-story designs starting in the mid-300s and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Community pool opens in 2026. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $15,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Get ready to rock! The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset in keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Every great team has its core players, but when the season gets tough, adding the right free agent can make all the difference. The same goes for business. At Robert Half, we found that 67% of companies surveyed plan to increase their use of contract talent to handle workload peaks and backlogged projects. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can quickly find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the way you fight for me. Oh, for all that you've given, for all you've had to give, for every single sacrifice you've made so America could live in freedom. To give hope in place of sorrow, know that your courage this day secures our freedom.
Again, big Road Rage thank you to all you veterans who have served this country in any capacity. We love you all from the bottom of our hearts. Back to the phones. You can get in 654-7627. Rudy, how are you, Rudy?
Deptula, my friend. How you doing?
Good to have you, Rudy. Good. Thank you.
I appreciate you as always. Hey, Walt, let me ask you. I got three quick things real quick. But first of all, let me thank the veterans. I've got several that were in the Army, kin people, cousins, several in the Navy.
Absolutely.
Brave people. And they suffer from disabilities from serving as long as they did. But God bless you. So I'll tell you what, Walt, I know a veteran at work today, and I spoke to him. I said, Happy Veterans Day. I said, thank you for your service. And you know, he told me, well, he said, you're the first one that mentioned that to me.
You made his day.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, that's a shame, though. But
it is.
As much as we got going on in this country that you can't remember or you don't care out of one day of a year to thank a veteran.
That's right. That's exactly right. And look, that's a little thing, Rudy. It's free. Everybody can do it.
I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. It don't matter.
Exactly right.
It upset me a little bit. The more I thought about it, I was like, you know, this man didn't have to do this. Okay, as I remember, it's a volunteer, right?
Yep. Well, you did the right thing, Rudy. You did the right thing.
Well, I wanted to see him, and when I saw him, I said, you know, it's not much. I don't have nothing to give you except a thank you, sir.
That matters.
But, it's a great day, man, great day. But God bless their souls, the ones that are back and the ones that didn't make it back, unfortunately. God bless their families. But, Walt, can Pitt hang with Notre Dame?
You know, Rudy, I've been trying to figure that out. That game's in our contest, and I've been trying to figure
it out. Great minds think alike.
I've been working on that, Rudy, and I don't have an answer yet. There are some things that make me think yes, and then some other things that make me think no.
Well, let me ask you this, Walt. What's your hesitation?
I think my hesitation is whether Notre Dame is still just playing better, and whether they have the right answers to handle the things that Pitt does well. Pitt's good against the run. The defense has been pretty salty. The Hedgehill kid at quarterback has been really good
now,
for them.
Did Holstein get replaced because he was hurt or just because the other
he
kid
didn't play
hurt?
Well. Yeah, Holstein didn't play well. I mean, he lost the job because this kid just outplayed him, Heinzel. And he's played really well, and he's given some mobility at quarterback.
Do you think if Notre Dame were to lose, are they out?
Yes. Yeah. Notre Dame. Look, one of Notre Dame's issues right now is you talk about teams that don't have a lot of great wins. They don't have a lot of great wins, you know, and I think that's their issue. I do not think they can afford. I do not think they can afford to lose.
They still got to play Southern Cal. Is that correct?
No, they already beat Southern Cal.
Oh, okay. I thought it was later on in the season.
Yeah, no.
My bad.
Yep.
I must have been sitting on the couch enjoying one of Clemson's losses that day.
Yeah, it was 34-24 they beat.
You must have slipped my mind while I was watching Clemson getting beat. I'm sorry, Walt.
It is strange, though, you know, Rudy, because I know that game's been played. I even know the score, and I watched it. And even when you say it, you still have to think about it for a second because it doesn't seem like it's been played for some reason.
Yeah, I know. It seems later on. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I must have been watching the Duke Clemson. Yeah. I don't know what I was doing. Anyway. Hey, let me ask you one question. I'll take it off air, Walt. And this is I want to know what you think, honestly, because you rave about Texas Tech, and I watched them play BYU, and they look legit, really. But now, do you think, was it Joey McGuire, right?
Yeah.
You think he's a top five coach, and I appreciate you, my friend, happy Veterans Day to everybody. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Rudy. I like McGuire, okay? I think he's a Texas high school coaching legend. I thought all of his ties were really good. I know people in the industry really respect him. I like McGuire a lot. I don't know about top five coach. I mean, he's got to do something over an extended period of time. We've got to see whether Texas Tech can, whether he can build a program at Texas Tech that's lasting. I mean, look, there's a reality to this, and the reality is that elements of this team were simply bought and paid for. But that's the system that everybody else is playing under too. It's not, they didn't cheat. They played by the rules in assembling this team. And, you know, again, it's another example of a team that's basically come from nowhere and did this. Now, there were some signs last year that they were an improved team. I think they won 8 games last year, and Morton was really good. Morton's been banged up much of this year. So some of what they've done this year, they've had to do without Morton. And the one game they lost was a game that, you know, Morton was banged up. So, but he's really talented, and they have enough on that side of the ball to balance what they are defensively. But defensively, again, I don't think people know this. If you just go look at, like, most of the defensive metrics analysis, Texas Tech is first or second in most of those numbers. And I don't think I think we have a nation that's unaware of this. I had a guy write me and said Texas Tech hasn't played anybody. Well, that's false. I mean, they just played unbeaten in top 10 BYU and beat their brains in, and they also beat Utah's brains in at Utah, and Utah is 12 or 13. So that's false that they haven't played anybody. It's just not true. Tallahassee Todd. Todd, 100% Todd. How are you, Todd? Good to have you.
What's up, man? I'm feeling better, man.
Good.
Walt, I got a question.
Yeah.
And this may help me put me in a better mood. Okay. If you're with Florida State.
Yeah.
I'm here in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
They're going to make a decision on Mike Norvell after the season.
Yeah.
Would you keep him or would you go for Urban Meyer? You bring back Jimbo Fisher? And who was that coach that coached at LSU when Joe Burrow won one?
Well, let me start with this. There's no way on God's green earth I am bringing back Jimbo Fisher. I mean, that's the dumbest thing. I know you're not saying that, but I've heard people suggest that seriously. I mean, he's the guy who destroyed your program. I mean, he destroyed your program and then ran from it like a thief in the middle of the night. I mean, do you not have like any self-respect at all? I mean, you know, I don't know. I would never do that. I have no idea whether Urban Meyer wants to coach again. I don't know. I think you might have to look in a completely different direction from all of that if you do it. Now, I saw today where Norvell is saying that they are going to win more championships. And you know, he said, I know people don't want to hear this right now, but we're going to win more championships. And, you know, I just wonder, do you have the money to get rid of him? I'm not sure whether you do. And I think that's the biggest concern. I mean, you might just have to sort of bite the bullet with him and see what happens, because I'm not sure you have the money to send him packing.
I think if you get a defense coordinator, I think what he could do is donate some of that money that he's gotten and get some people or go to that portal. I was wondering, now the kid from South Carolina, who's that quarterback?
Lenore Sellers?
Sellers.
Yeah.
If Sellers does not go pro, Florida State has been known to get some of their players. Would he fit in our system?
Yeah, I mean, look, there are a lot of people who think that he might be headed to Miami next. So, I mean, you might wind up in another battle for a quarterback. You know, obviously you lost the Cam Ward battle to Miami. You might wind up in a similar battle. The question, again, I think is, you know, what's your financial well-being? I don't know the answer to that. But if I had to guess as of today, I mean, I thought for sure Norvell was gone. I thought 100% certainty he was gone. If I had to guess as of today, I'd say no. I'd say he comes back. Now, look, some of that's going to depend how he finishes the year, too. You know, he's got to close stronger, and we'll see whether he does that. But if I had to guess right now, just based on the fact everybody else announced firings and you didn't, I'm inclined to think he returns for another year. So I guess we'll see.
Okay, well, I'm going to take it off the air.
Yeah.
This is Dak Prescott last year in Dallas. Who would you get or try to get?
I would try and keep Dak Prescott.
Oh, my gosh.
Dak Prescott's been great this year. What's wrong with Dak Prescott? He lost his number one receiver for much of the year, and he still put up big numbers. I mean, you know, 2 weeks ago, people were talking about him as an MVP candidate. The team's not been good, but I don't think it's his fault.
All right, well, I'm taking up air, man. Have a Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah. Get Roger Staubach back. How about that? Since you want to bring Jimbo Fisher back to Florida State, why don't you get Roger Staubach back to quarterback? See if Aikman can play some more. I don't know. You know, I think his teams are sort of in a mess. He's hopeful for North Carolina basketball. We'll see how that works out. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service, my man Brian Franklin. Franklin Tree Service, proud to be a longtime partner of Road Rage and The Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. They're back advertising with us. We want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all of your tree service needs in the upstate. By the way, when it comes to equipment, they have absolutely everything, and they also climb and cut trees when that's needed. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The Upstate has strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year, and we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect. Like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let it happen. Yeah, Ramona, we all have that one or some of us like 20 or 30 trees that could happen with. And I have employed Brian Franklin on two occasions to do just this. And my house would have been crushed had I not done it. And they were incredible. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. Free tree assessments to identify hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, fully insured, top quality work. Franklin Tree Service, 864-947-9065, 947-9065. They're simply the best. Period. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business.